Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in Thailand, where thousands of demonstrators have taken over government offices, and the state broadcaster in Bangkok has demanded the resignation of the government. Protesters pushed their way into the compound housing the offices of Thailand's prime minister on Tuesday, one of a series of actions against state offices in the capital. It's led by demonstrators from the right-wing People's Alliance for Democracy, and they're accusing the government of being under the sway of the former prime minister, who's now living in exile in Britain after corruption charges. Joining us now is Jill McGivering, a BBC World Affairs correspondent. And Jill, can you lay out what's happening there in Thailand for us?
Well, as you were saying, it's certainly a fairly chaotic situation. We've seen a whole range of anti-government protests since May, when this group that is opposed to the current government and doesn't think it has a proper mandate or a right to govern has basically started to gather demonstrations. This really seemed to be the culmination of those protests. And to such an extent, they seem to have besieged quite a lot of government offices in Bangkok, as well as, of course, taking to the streets in their thousands. To such an extent, we gather that the Prime Minister has had to abandon his office and move out to an army base. So it's unclear whether or not they are going to succeed in their aim. They've made it quite clear what they want is for this current government, which was elected by a popular mandate in December, to resign power and accept that it doesn't have the mandate they feel it should have, and for there to be some changes constitutionally. But it's unclear, certainly at the moment, there seems to be a standoff, a very bitter, divided political situation in Thailand at the moment, and this is the latest evidence of it.
And essentially, it's being reported that the protesters are anti-democracy, that they're saying democracy has only brought corruption to the country and they want to see that changed.
It's interesting, and they're calling themselves the People's Alliance for Democracy, but it certainly sounds, as you are saying, as though what they really want is for the establishment to have much stronger powers. A lot of the people who are involved in these demonstrations, who are against the current government, are really against Thaksin Shinawatra. They were the people, many of them, the same people who took to the streets 2 years ago and brought down his government, forced him from office, and then we had a period of military rule. So these are people who were very anxious, I think, many of them, when they saw Mr. Thaksin as Prime Minister become a very powerful figure with tremendous popular support, particularly in the countryside. And some people didn't like that. They felt it had got slightly out of control. They accused him, of course, of being dictatorial, of being autocratic, and also of being corrupt. He is facing now corruption charges. But also, I think some people were quite unnerved, particularly those who had been in the urban elite, that this figure had managed to get this kind of grassroots popular support, and they were worried that was quite destabilising. So what they seem to want now is to make sure that if a Thaksin-like figure came to the fore again, there would be more checks and balances, that the military would play more of a role, that the people in parliament would be appointed rather than directly elected. So in other words, to take a lot of that power away from essentially what has been a popular mandate and back to the establishment.
Finally, quickly, what would be the mechanism now that these complaints will be handled?
It's hard to see that happening in a smooth and easy way. And the independence of the judiciary and the ability of the military to be engaged in this in a neutral way, all I think will come into play and have been key figures, the military in particular, in Thailand's history, in recent history, in its engagement with politics. Hard to see. At the moment, I think we have a bitter divide and two sides which are showing no willingness to compromise, and very hard to see how they can manage to find a negotiated settlement on this.
Jill McGivering, thank you very much. Jill McGivering is a BBC World Affairs correspondent. She was reporting for us from London.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.